You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
One final week of the spring football tour. In the first stop of this final week, Madison, Wisconsin. To talk about those Wisconsin Badgers in the spring football. And hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Monday, April 19th, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. Built Bar has been keeping us energized and fueled throughout this entire spring football tour. Only five more programs to touch on in the Big Ten West. And today, on this Monday show, we start off with the Wisconsin Badgers. And joining me is a name you have heard on this show before. It's a voice and a face you have seen on this show before. But for the first time, his official debut as a member of the Locked On Podcast Network's College Channel and Big Ten community at large is one of the new co-hosts of Locked On Badgers, Ben Kenny, here to talk all things Badger spring football. Ben, it is a pleasure to have you back on the show. It is a pleasure to have you as a part of the Locked On Podcast Network's Big Ten family. I'm so glad to have you here.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm pumped to be back. I mean, I didn't really know how big of a void, you know, no spring football was last year until we get into it now, and there is football. So it's a breath of fresh air to every day go on Locked On Badgers with Asher and just talk about whatever random football topic we can find. I'm pumped. It feels like the season is coming up. I'm pumped to be part of Locked On. I don't know. Everything's trending. Everything's happening.
Everything is trending upward. I love what you guys have been doing on Locked On Badgers. I mentioned to you, I think it's very fun. Asher, more the basketball mind, you a football expert. So you're pairing together the way you play off each other. It's a lot of fun. Once you are done listening to this spring football tour edition of the Wisconsin Badgers on Locked On Big Ten, switch it over to Locked On Badgers for a great show between Ben Kenny and Asher Lowe, two of my dear friends on this network, two great co-hosts for Locked On Badgers. Like you mentioned, Ben, it's a weird time, right? Last year, Paul Chryst mentioned that heading into this spring practice, 44 guys on the roster had never experienced a spring practice, spring workouts, whatever you want to call it, during this Wisconsin football program. So now that they have these spring practices, just how important do you think this spring is for Wisconsin?
Oh, it's impossible to quantify. I mean, you could say this about a lot of programs in the Big Ten, but especially Wisconsin. This is a developmental program that succeeds when they have the reps in the spring, when they have the full offseason to prepare, when they're able to develop the guys coming in or get these guys that experience. And even last year, you look at it, you had a guy starting at quarterback who only had about 3 weeks to prepare for the season. So you could go up and down the roster, whether they played last year, whether they're entering the program now, even the new faces on the coaching staff. It's huge for everybody involved. It's impossible to quantify how important it is for this team coming up and the program in general.
You can hear the expertise in his voice. I love that right there from Ben Kenny. Wisconsin is a developmental program. A lot of the schools in the Big Ten are, but when you think about Wisconsin in the system and the factory they generate and what they can do in the Big Ten West, I love that point as well. So before we look ahead to this 2021 spring practice, let's look back quickly at the 2020 season for Wisconsin in the Big Ten. A very strange season for all involved, but particularly for the Wisconsin Badgers. Do you look at last year as an aberration just based on a weird season in 2020?
I do. Overall, I do see it as more of an anomaly as opposed to maybe indicating where the program is. Because when you put into context of what we just talked about with no spring, but also what they dealt with entering the season with starting quarterback Jack Cohn, who I've talked about before, he gets hurt. He breaks his foot. I know. I really hope he wins that battle at Notre Dame so I get to watch him for a fall. But he breaks his foot. So enter Graham Mertz, who is a redshirt freshman, hasn't really played in college. He obviously lights it up week one, but then the team experiences the COVID outbreak. And it was just a year of adversity where even when things started to get going, it was another kind of slap of adversity that they battled through, and finishing the season with those two wins to finish at 4-3 against Minnesota in overtime and Wake Forest in the bowl game is huge. But overall, I see the season as more of an anomaly because you had a freshman at quarterback and you had pretty much all of the 2019 production and talent gone.
I think that's a great point, though. The way they ended the year, possibly a little momentum heading into 2021 to win the Axe against Minnesota in that Big Ten Champions Week, and then to look as good as they did against Wake Forest in that bowl game, the Duke's Mayo Bowl, and despite the trophy being broken, still a very celebratory time for the Wisconsin Badgers. I won't ask your thought on if you think the trophy being broken was a fix. I know your thoughts on that one. So let's look ahead to the 2021 season, specifically during this spring. You mentioned the quarterback, Graham Mertz, now back for his sophomore season at the helm of that Wisconsin offense. Where do you think the biggest area for growth for Graham is this spring?
Well, first, it's consistency. Because we've seen the flash plays. We saw it the whole week one against Illinois. And then we saw it throughout the year where he would have these flash plays where you see why he's a four-star quarterback coming out of high school, why he's so highly touted. It's consistency, because in order to succeed as a Wisconsin quarterback, and everyone talks about them as like a game manager, they just like check down, whatever. In order to succeed, you have to be consistent, and something he really struggled with as the season kind of right in that heart where the Badgers struggled was turnovers, and he was missing very easy, makeable throws. So it's consistency, it's confidence, it's really just getting in that rhythm. Because once he finds that rhythm, and he doesn't need to be Illinois Graham Mertz, as we saw with the 250-yard, five-touchdown, literally didn't make a mistake. He doesn't need to be that, but it's finding that consistency where he can lead the offense, play off Jalen Berger in the backfield, and kind of run the team, take care of the ball, and let Wisconsin play, you know, like their brand of winning football.
So talk to me about Jalen Berger. The New Jersey pipeline of Wisconsin running backs continues for another year with Jalen Berger back for his sophomore season. How important will he be for that Wisconsin offense? Is he the guy? Is that the focus this year in 2021?
Oh, he's huge. Yeah. He's a stud. I don't want to say that he is the guy already, because in early memory, we remember a couple years ago, there's Jonathan Taylor, who literally was the guy every single down, did everything. So he's definitely the feature back. He's going to get the most carries. I don't know if he'll go the full, like, three down, no other backs coming in to spell him. There will still be some kind of a rotation because he's still young. And last year, I believe the most carries he received in a game was 15. So I think, I don't want to say easing in, but they're definitely going to have other options there with him. But
what
he
are some
is
of the
guy.
Other? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Let's no, I was just saying continue. he is, in terms of the saying, the guy, he is the guy for the backfield. In terms of talent, he's an absolute stud.
I can't wait to see him. I love that the New Jersey pipeline is still very strong in Madison, Wisconsin. Also a time to shout out our good friend George Bellecci, a part of that New Jersey pipeline to Madison, Wisconsin. So as we flip to the other side of the ball now, probably some of the biggest news for the Badgers in the offseason was Jim Leonard, the defensive coordinator, coming back to Madison, bucking potentially a couple of NFL jobs, and becoming once again the defensive coordinator for those Wisconsin Badgers. Will the defense be another strength this year for Wisconsin? What do you expect it to look like in 2021?
Yeah, definitely. It will. I mean, after last year, the only real question on the unit is going to be at defensive end because you lose the two starters from last year. But aside from that, they return two absolute studs, could be some of the best in the Big Ten at middle linebacker in Leo Chanel and Jack Sanborn. You return much of the secondary, minus Rashad Wild Goose, but he didn't really play much last year. He got hurt, declared for the draft. You have Keanu Benton there at nose tackle, and you have a lot of incoming freshmen that project, maybe not right away, but they have the talent to really make a splash impact. And he's Jim Leonard, so you know that he'll pull all the right strings to get that unit humming.
Ben, do you have any comment now on Green Bay versus Madison in the state of Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah, it's not even close. Asher and I got into this on Locked On Badgers, and we did receive slack, which it makes sense because a lot of Wisconsin Badger fans are also Green Bay Packer fans, but we kind of went into the whole, I don't want to say delirious state, but some people were trying to say that Green Bay as a city is better than the city of Madison. It's not even a contest.
I would agree with you there. And like you said, if you are a Badger, you are a Packer, it goes hand in hand. When Jim Leonard made his decision to come back to Madison and this conversation sparked up, it hurt my heart to see the great folks in the state of Wisconsin arguing with each other. Why can't we just be happy that we're keeping talent in state? So this begins the final week of the spring football tour here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Today, the focus is Wisconsin, but this is the final week. And then all of next week, our focus will be previewing the NFL draft. The first round of the NFL draft is a week from Thursday. If you want to make some wagers, you want to lay down some money, and you want to win big on the NFL draft, the best place to do that is betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. While we are waiting college sports and live games to come back, there's also the NBA, NHL, MLB, all of that up and in full swing and in a very good time to do so at betonline.ag. I also mentioned draft odds and props. Let's go through some of the lists that BetOnline is offering us right now, looking at some first round props for the NFL draft. Again, the first round, a week from Thursday, about 10 days away. We have cornerbacks drafted in the first round, over under 4 cornerbacks. We have quarterbacks drafted in the first round, over under 5.5 quarterbacks. I would take the under of there heavily, and that's why it's juiced heavily on the under at minus 500. You have offensive linemen drafted in the first round. You have a ton of fun stuff that you can do at betonline.ag. Wide receivers drafted, total defensive players drafted, all those props updated live in real time at betonline.ag. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So 5 more football programs to go within the Big Ten West on the spring football tour, and then our focus is the NFL draft. And the Locked On Podcast Network is covering the NFL draft from all angles. Catch up on the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 podcast presented by Odyssey. Follow Locked On NFL Draft and the Draft News Podcast for the latest draft news. And stay tuned for more info about our live day one draft coverage here on the Locked On Podcast Network. That will be the focus next week, the NFL draft, but not before. We finish off on our virtual bus, hitting all the stops across the Big Ten Conference. Today, we are in Madison, Wisconsin. So as we look at some of the biggest question marks on either side of the ball, is there a particular area you pinpoint for Wisconsin in 2021?
Well, first, I mentioned it quickly, but it's first is that defensive end, because you're going to have 2 new starters at the position, and it's a really important spot for how they kind of try to plug the run gaps, let those linebackers start playing downhill. So there are a lot of options. I don't want to call it a full question, because there are a lot of good options that can emerge and play. Isaac Townsend, transfer from Oregon. You have Matt Henningsen, who's played in the program a good amount, was hurt last year. Isaiah Mullins. There are a lot of options. That is the big question mark, just because you don't really know who's going to be there at this point in the spring.
Anything on the offensive side of the ball in terms of question marks for Wisconsin?
It's going to sound crazy, but the answer is Graham Mertz. But that's the obvious one, because if he plays well, the offense will do well. If he struggles like he did for part of last year, the offense will struggle like it did for part of last year. But aside from that, not really. The offensive line returns a ton of talent. They have a lot of big-time talent coming in. And Logan Brown, former 5-star, played a little bit last year. And then the wide receiving core returns everybody from last year. They have a potential All-American tight end in Jake Ferguson, the Wisconsin fullback.
Jake, his grandfather was somebody that used to be affiliated with the Wisconsin athletic department, right?
We're actually changing the narrative.
It's
instead of him being Barry Alvarez's grandson, Barry Alvarez is now Jake Ferguson's grandfather.
Okay, I like it. Barry Alvarez retired this offseason, and he did such tremendous things for the Big Ten Conference, Wisconsin Athletics, also was the head coach at Nebraska for a while. People might forget that. Barry Alvarez, the Don, has been a huge part of Big Ten football and college football forever. We wish him the best, but now he's out. So I guess you're right. He is just Jake Ferguson's grandfather. That's how it sounds now to me.
Yeah, and well, this year we already have the long bingo card of things for broadcast to say in terms of Brad Davison being a high school quarterback, the whole Jake Ferguson, Barry Alvarez bloodline, the whole like third quarter of a Wisconsin Northwestern game, and they show the graphic and it's just like punt, punt, fumble, punt, turnover on downs, punt. But soon enough that'll be written off, or we'll just edit the entry where it's instead of he is related to Barry Alvarez, is Barry Alvarez is related to him.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I also cannot wait to see the Badgers bingo card as we get into the 2021 college football season. So as we look at the team overall, is there a position group that you think returns to Wisconsin that's an overall strength for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think, and this is after a season last year where the group didn't really perform that well, but at wide receiver, they returned Kendrick Pryor, who was a senior, battled injuries last year. Danny Davis, another senior, battled injuries last year. When they weren't on the field last year, Graham Mertz really struggled because he was throwing to all freshmen and sophomores. The whole unit wasn't really, you know, humming as it could. But they return 2 super talented guys. And then you have Chimera Dike, who will be a sophomore this year. Heard great things already from him in spring ball, but he flashed last year really fast, super talented. It's a really deep position, and it's one with this full offseason and with, you know, catching balls from Mertz throughout the spring, summer, going into the season, it'll be huge. I I think the wide receiving core, which never really is Wisconsin's strength, mm-hmm. I think they have a big year after not really, you know, playing subpar last year, but struggling to stay on the field, struggling to be consistent.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It would be great to see both Kendrick Pryor and Danny Davis stay healthy throughout 2021 and add some production. And especially if Graham Mertz can be humming, they will be the benefactors of that as well. So, Ben Kenny, a lot of time left until we even get to summer workouts, into fall camp, and before we get to the opener against Penn State to start off the 2021 college football season for Wisconsin. But do you expect the Badgers to be back at the top of the Big Ten West by the time we are done with the 2021 Big Ten football season?
I do. Definitely atop the Big Ten West. They have a manageable schedule. And really for Wisconsin at this point, it's any year you don't play Ohio State, you have a really good shot to win the West. When you do, you kind of have to battle upwards against the other teams. But I do. I mean, it'll sound like a broken record, but the team being healthy this spring and fall, or mostly healthy, the team being able to practice all summer, be together, the amount of talent they return, the experience they return. I think last year was a good building block for a lot of the young guys that were thrust in and had to play. And then going to this year, you also have Paul Chryst returning to calling plays, which will be huge. New running back coach and Gary Brown. There are some new faces that kind of reshuffled, but I think, I mean, first of all, I trust Paul Chryst, but I think where this team is compared to where it was maybe midway through last year, it's night and day. It's night and day. I think that they have, I don't want to make guarantees, but I think they have an inside shot or a really good shot at getting back to the top of the West.
After our stop today in Madison, Wisconsin, talking all things Wisconsin Badgers football with Ben Kenny, we only have four more stops on the spring football tour. How are we keeping our energy high throughout this entire stretch on the virtual bus? You know it's been stocked with Built Bar, because Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It's truly a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. My routine on the virtual bus: I wake up early in the morning, I slam a Built Bar, it gives me energy for the day. I hop in the virtual bus, we're driving around the great Midwest across the Big Ten Conference, we get to our next stop, I park, I relax, I end off the night by having a Built Bar for dessert. It's a beautiful thing, all on the virtual bus on the spring football tour, and we're stocked and loaded with Built Bar. The improved Built Bar is even deliciouser. All their amazing flavors are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew, and Built Bar is also perfect because it's perfect for the health-conscious person looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low in calorie, low in sugar, but high in protein and high in fiber. So I know that even if I'm slamming two Built Bars a day, I can feel good about myself, because not only does it taste great, it also is giving me the nutrients that I want to keep me powered through on this spring football tour. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Today, here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, the focus is Wisconsin football. But today, across the Locked On Podcast Network's NFL channel, that's right, April 19th through the 26th, you can listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey, featuring analysis from NFL experts like Michael Irvin, Jason LaConfora, and Brian Baldinger. Our local experts from every team are making trades and picking the new stars of their organization. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can also find Locked On Big Ten on the Odyssey app across the Locked On Podcast Network. You can also find Locked On Big Ten on YouTube. That's right, we have a YouTube channel. I think you have seen some of the cool videos we are doing across social media. Make sure to follow us, subscribe on YouTube, Locked On Big Ten on YouTube, so you can see this entire conversation with Ben Kenny on the spring football tour in video form. You can see our reactions. You can see how much fun we're having, all the smiles that are had on a daily basis on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. You can see that on YouTube. So again, go to YouTube. We continue on this conversation about the Badgers with Ben Kenny. I would agree with you, and I completely agree with your point as well, that the schedule is favorable for Wisconsin. There are crossovers with Penn State and Michigan, both in Camp Randall. Some of their toughest tests in the Big Ten West, Iowa and Northwestern, also in Madison, Wisconsin as well. So those games at home, that's a huge benefit for Wisconsin heading into 2021. Another game, well, actually, is this game at home? Are they playing Notre Dame at home? I was going to ask you about the Jack Cohn revenge game and your thoughts on how you will be feeling heading into that Week 4 battle against the Irish.
No, they're playing at Soldier Field. So last year, they were supposed to play them at Lambeau, and that obviously didn't work out. So they're playing at Soldier Field in Chicago. I don't know what that week is going to be like for me, honestly. In my ideal scenario, Wisconsin obviously wins the game, but I want Cone going for like 350 and 4, lighting it up. I don't know. I just want to have the conversation afterwards about how people didn't really appreciate him as much as they should have when he was at Wisconsin.
One of those people you could not say did not appreciate Jack Cohn during his time in Madison was Ben Kenny. That's for sure. Ben Kenny is the biggest Jack Cohn fan I've ever met in my entire life. So I wish you the best in week four. I really do. It's going to be a tough time for you, but it's a good thing your co-host Asher Lowe will be there for you, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think I'm going to log off Twitter that game, and I'm going to have a conversation with Asher before we record that post-game podcast about where I'm at, because it could go off the rails really quickly.
But I would think almost it's a win-win for you, right? Like if Wisconsin plays well and gets a win, that's huge over a program like Notre Dame, who should be very good again in 2021. And if Jack Cohn plays well and they nab the Badgers that day, it's also like, oh, you know, I would be upset because I'm a Big Ten guy, so I'll be pulling for Wisconsin, not that team out of the formerly ACC, now independent again. No, come on.
Yeah, no, I don't want to go out there and say it. But yeah, no, I'll enjoy any outcome. I don't want to see Cohn struggle. I'll enjoy any outcome. I'm just going to be a wreck because I've never really watched a football game before where I'm like deeply pulling for one guy on one side of the field and then the whole team on the other.
Well, Ben Kenny, I love this first official debut for you as a member of the Locked On Podcast Network, the college channel, and the Big Ten community at large. I'm so glad I can say this as we exit this interview. Ben Kenny, one of the co-hosts of Locked On Badgers, along with our good friend Asher Lowe, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, man. Always a pleasure. I don't know how many days we are, but I'm going to start doing the countdown until Wisconsin-Notre Dame or the Jack Cohn revenge game.
You got a couple of tasks. We have the Jack Cohn revenge game, Wisconsin-Notre Dame countdown, and also we got to build out the Badgers bingo card. It's a big offseason for you.
Yeah, Asher and I actually have made other promises that you could find on the podcast, but we have big things cooking in terms of, you know, bingo cards, maybe betting lines.
Beautiful. I absolutely love it. Ben Kenny again, the co-host of Locked On Badgers. Thank you.
Yep.
So many thanks to Ben Kenny for making his official debut as a member of the Locked On Podcast Network here on the Locked On Big Ten Podcast. One of the new co-hosts, along with Asher Lowe, two of our great friends across this podcast network that are now hosting Locked On Badgers together. Great insight, great expertise about how Wisconsin is performing this spring and their hopes for the 2021 college football season. Wisconsin ended out the Big Ten regular season, or the Big Ten football portion of their season last year, with a win in the battle for the Axe against Minnesota. That will be the next stop we make here on the virtual bus on the spring football tour. Tomorrow, we're in the Twin Cities talking about the Gophers and how spring practice is going for the Row the Boaters and PJ Fleck. That comes up tomorrow. But until we get to tomorrow, have a splendid Monday.